everybody. I'm Del Shores.
And I'm Emerson Collins, and you're watching The Del and Emerson Show.
Straight talk.
Real gay. Oh my gosh, it's so exciting. We're back in a whole new way.
Yeah, this is so crazy, this time that we're going through right now. So I was talking to Emerson a couple of days ago, and I said, we should just reboot. Everybody's rebooting. We should just reboot the Del and Emerson Show. We had such a good time when we did it. And of course, we were actually in the same room, I must point out, when we did it before. Right, Emerson?
Yes. We were the number one rated radio show on UBN Radio that Ann Walker founded. And we did it for 3 years. And then we stopped right as podcasts became a really big deal.
Yes.
That's so true. We're back.
But we stopped for a really good reason, because we stopped to film a movie. We had worked our asses off and actually begged all of our radio listeners to invest and give to our Indiegogos for a very sordid wedding. And we got it made. And here we are, you know, several years later with nothing to do.
All the time in the world. Now, for those of you watching, welcome. This is our test broadcast, because we found this fun streaming service that I'm figuring out today. So you can be watching it live on Del's Facebook page or on my Facebook page, and that your comments come in and I can see them. And this was basically so when we started for real on Friday with a guest of some kind, I know what the heck I'm doing. So we're going to do it like our old show format. For those of you who don't know, our focus has always been the week in LGBTQ news. So we're going to talk about what's happening in the world of the homosexuals, bisexuals, pansexuals, intersex, all of the community.
Trans.
Yes.
We got big.
Well,
big,
and speaking of trans, our very first story today is Trans National Day of Visibility. An important thing in the midst of the ongoing crisis, the ongoing danger to our trans brothers, sisters, and non-binary friends. And it actually relates to our very first story. I want to start with something slightly heavier. In Idaho this week, the governor signed two of the most anti-trans laws into effect in our country. The first, forbidding trans girls from competing in school sports with cis girls, which is a hotbed of an issue for a particular set of bigots. But part of this that's so incredibly offensive is, in the law, it allows that if a girl is suspected of being trans, a doctor can do an examination of her genitals along with blood and chromosomal testing. Like, just the suspicion of being trans, as though that's something that should be suspicious. Like, that's horrifying.
It's awful.
And then the second part is they passed a bill forbidding trans people from changing their sex on their birth certificates. Now, Idaho tried to do this in 2018, and a federal court banned it as unconstitutional, but bigots will try again. Like, there's so much going on, and they went into their legislative offices to say, what we really need to do is worry about trans girls playing sports. Like, when you think about it, right? Like, all of us, like, what do we have to worry about? What do we have to do? They made this a priority to continue passing. What the actual fuck?
Yeah. Other things that we should be worrying about right now, you know, just about, you know, touching each other and getting groceries delivered and, good Lord.
Or, you know, paying rent tomorrow on the first for so many people. But, so there's our second part of Trans Day of Visibility news is to highlight a trans pioneer doing incredible work. I read a great story about Dr. Rachel Levine. Now, she is the Secretary of Health in Pennsylvania. And she, and along with the governor of Pennsylvania, Tom Wolf, have been getting an enormous amount of praise for Pennsylvania's response. She's regularly on TV, providing guidelines and updates and making people feel better with the amount of information she's putting out there. So huge applause to Dr. Rachel Levine being incredibly visible as a result of the work that she is doing in the health community in Pennsylvania at a very important time. So, a little bit of balance to celebrate a hero that is also a member of the trans community.
Well, awesome. I would say that's a good story, but it's a terrible story.
Yeah.
But it's a story that we all need to hear. So thank you for that one.
Yes. And in the world of, don't worry, y'all, if you're new to watching our show, we get to fun things too. But since we hadn't done it, there is some real news related to our community, which is actually what motivated us to start the radio show in the first place, to talk about, we were doing it a lot in the marriage equality time period. And our next story comes from Singapore, where yesterday the Singapore High Court upheld a ban on same-sex sexual actions. It's a colonial era law, but literally the judge even said he wanted to keep it on the books to show it serves the purpose of safeguarding public morality by showing societal moral disapproval of male homosexual acts. Even though the attorney general has said in the past, it's not in the public interest to prosecute men for consensual sexual relations. Basically, they want to keep it on the books just to say, ooh, grody.
But Emerson, you used to live in Singapore, right? Didn't you high school there?
I did. I lived in Singapore from age 16 to 18. I graduated from high school there. And from what I know of and hear from the community there, you know, there is societal disapproval, but they aren't actually worried about being arrested on a regular basis, which makes sense with what their attorney general said. But it makes it so gross that literally a high judge said, we just want to keep it on the books so people know we don't like it. They think we're gross. It's a law to say you're gross.
But do they have gay bars there? I mean, do they?
From my understanding, yes. I was not old enough or anywhere near out enough to explore such a situation when I lived there. But, you know, someday I want to go back and be able to bounce around the gayborhood of Singapore.
I was there for half a second once. I did an Atlantis cruise. That was the time where I went down to see your preview of Buyer and Seller in Palm Springs, thinking it was that my flight was the following evening because it was 11:59. I got so confused, I missed my flight to Hong Kong. So I come home and I'm packing after seeing your brilliant performance for for one person. Well, it was like three. Uh-huh. And I'm packing. I go, I'm just going to check my flight status tomorrow. And it said, arrived in Hong Kong or something like that, or arrives in 2 hours. And I'm like, what? Fuck. So I quickly scrambled and called the airline, and nobody was there. And I drove to LAX, and thankfully I got there. And the point is, I landed in Singapore and actually made it to the cruise. So anyway, did you just like give me a solo on our?
I did. See, I told y'all this is the test show, so I'm trying out playing with the things. Because like, if somebody's going to preach a sermon or do a monologue, I can give Delford the. I can give me the full stream. I can take him back. I'm just playing around. And if you're watching on Facebook, all of the comments that you write there, they show up. So I can, and I'm seeing them all, and they will load through. So if you have questions, things you want to talk about,
people watching.
Yes, we do.
No, he has taken all control away from me, which is kind of frightening. So basically, Emerson, if you wanted to, if you didn't like what I was saying, you could probably just mute me, right?
Uh-huh. Watch. Oh, look, Dale can't say anything. Mm-hmm. Nothing. So if I get tired of your conversation, oh, look. And we're back.
I'm not sure that I like this reboot.
Sometimes the sequel is not as good.
Oh, me.
Okay, I'm going to tell you another story because I loved this one. So I found the story of a dance party in London. It happens every Sunday night, and it is a naked dance party called SBN, and it stands for Stark Bollock Naked.
Yes. So,
obviously, here in the time of Corona, they cannot gather together, but the organizers of the party figured out how to live stream the party and let everybody join in. So the only rule was, if you were going to join with your video from home, you had to be naked at your house. People joined solo. They joined with their partner, with a friend, whoever they were quarantining with. And they had 3,000 guys show up to this naked online party on Sunday.
What's that link? Do you have that?
It's called SBN. And they're going to keep doing it. The DJs donated their time. The performers, I'm not sure what performer means in this context, but I can guess, donated their time. And they're going to keep doing it. So for those of you watching at home, you can join a naked party.
Well, I want to ask you, I mean, speaking of naked, I mean, you're one of those people who have somebody, who you're with somebody, you're partnered, you're boyfriended. I'm here with Chihuahuas. It's just, I'm sorry, Sissy. Sissy got freaked out. She got a little freaked out by that. But I don't know about the rest of you. I'd love to hear what the people in the room say, but this sort of isolation sort of has made me more horny than usual. And it's like, every single day, you know, I take my Discovery or whatever the fuck it's called now. It used to be PrEP. And it was always just a living with hope in my heart pill. That's what it was. Because I'm 62 now, and you know, the options just get less and less. But you at least think, oh, there's a possibility. There's a possibility. Or I could go get a massage, an inappropriate massage somewhere. But now there's just no possibility. So
according to the internet, I have heard that it has just made people throw out all the inhibitions. People are sending the horny pics, sending the nudes. People are setting up FaceTime dates for masturbation sessions.
I have done that. I have to admit, I have done that with my friend over in Oklahoma, who when I performed there, we've had a couple of fun times. And I just said, hey, you know, what are you doing Sunday night? And it was, you know, it killed 10 minutes.
It passes the time. It makes you feel connected. Hormones running, lifts your mood.
You have to really have someone you trust, don't you think, though? Because I have no idea how to record something like that on my video, but I've heard of people it happening to, and suddenly, you know, they're saying that you know, Hugh Plummer, my favorite model, is masturbating on Pornhub because somebody recorded him.
Yes.
And if you haven't seen that one, it's really great.
Here's what I say. Risk it all. Like, if one of the silver linings of the time of Corona is throwing off the exhausting expectations of how we should behave in order to other people not judge us, do it. I say do it. Because at some point, there'll be so many nude pictures and nude videos out there that we just won't care when another one comes out.
I guess not, but you know, I have kids, and I would be horrified if some naked picture of me arrived. And I mean, you know, it's not that I'm that important in the world that people would care that much. They would probably just point and laugh. But
let's be honest, that one of your daughters would be mortified, and the other one would find it absolutely hysterical.
Yes, that it happened to me. You're absolutely right.
They neither would want to see it. But one of them would be keeled over in laughter that it happened.
So, you know what I love now that we're doing that? I just realized something, Emerson. When we were doing the show before, you and Blake were together, but it wasn't real public because of certain situations. And I just love that we can talk and, you know, and be.
I have thrown all my caution to the wind.
Right. It wasn't like ashamed of the relationship, but you know.
Well, you know, I have had some very good examples of waiting to be very public about my relationship and not making my public persona attached to the relationship, you know, that I have learned from.
Yeah. Well, but anyway, I'm glad that you got, I'm really glad that y'all are together and you're having hot naked fun together while I'm, you know, just begging people in Oklahoma to masturbate with me.
I think henceforth we should refer to it as face-turbating.
Oh, face-turbating. That's like a new word. Did you come up with that just right now?
I just came up with that right here on the spot.
Oh, my God. That's why you've always been the smart one in this. Emerson, I have to say, I mean, you know, here I'm sitting at the table. I'm sitting right by the chair that you always sit in when we write and we create and we do our producing together. And it's lonely here on, I was going to say the name of my street, but I won't, but it's lonely here in the Hollywood Hills.
I will tell you, Jim Levesque said that his daughter wants him to date you. So there's that.
Oh, Jim's so sweet. I know Abby has been pushing that. She sends me messages on Facebook, which is I find it hysterical that Jim's daughter is pimping him out.
I mean, hey, you got a, you know, matchmaker. And also Paul Dennis DeMarco said his friend has had masturbation get-togethers 6 feet away, of course. Now, Paul, I want to discuss this for a moment because 6 feet away is still within the splash zone.
Ooh!
For some people. some people are shooters. You just need to consider. And also, when you get to breathing real hard, hot and heavy, that air coming out of you is going to get a lot further than 6 feet. So tell your friend that that might not qualify for social distancing and they should stick to masturbating.
Maybe you could just masturbate with a mask.
Yes.
I got my mask. This, thank you, Emerson. The reason I have this mask, I want to give, this is a little advice for everybody, because Emerson had to stop by. Emerson and Blake had to stop by to get some things. And we did, we kept our distance. And it's hard, you know, because my daughter came over and you can't hug your own child. It's very, very difficult. And Emerson was talking about how you found face masks in a first aid kit that you had, correct?
Yes.
And I said, oh my God, I have an earthquake kit. And I went, and y'all, because I had this little thing like this kind of mask, which is not one of the good ones. I mean, it's fine, but it only keeps you from touching your face. But this is one of the good ones. I have an N95. So if you don't have an earthquake, if you have an earthquake kit or a first aid kit, check your earthquake kit or your first aid kit and see.
And got one of them fancy high quality masks. All right, shall we roll on through the news?
Yes, yes. Did everybody get a squirt?
We were talking about masturbating and you said squirt, and I was just not in the same place anymore.
Put your hand out. Put your hand out. There you go. All right. Okay, we're all safe now. All right. Okay. Well, talk about this little asshole. This Lucian Winter.
Tell us his story.
Well, I just found this so amazing. First of all, anybody that is a twink for Trunk. I said Trunk. I don't know if y'all saw that woman.
I'm a twunk. He's a twink.
So he's a twink for Trump. Lucian Winter. He had a Corona potluck get together, told everybody not to wash their hands. So that his whole thing was that it was like that, you know, back in the day when they would have those chicken pox parties for kids before there was a vaccination. So your kid would get it. So his theory was, let's all just get it over with. And he's just an idiot.
Also, he's such a professional. Like, he's such a troll. He's like Milo, who's it, what's it, and all those people.
Well, he's a poor man's Milo, yeah.
Yes, that have just been, like, doing anything to get attention. It's like your Candace Owens, your Tommy Lahrens, all those exhausting people, that baked Alaska person, that have just switched to being on the extreme right because they could make more money and get more attention faster, and they don't believe any of it, and I wouldn't care, except there are stupid people who aren't smart enough to see through the trolling and would do what these people are saying.
Well, he said, and then the last quote in this story is, he goes, I wouldn't hang around folks over the age of 50 and risk infecting the more vulnerable. Fuck you, you little fucking prick. So, you know, we would, people over 50, we don't want to hang out with you anyway. So, but I want to ask you something, because speaking of trolls and people that you don't think would be on that Trump, you know, train wreck. What do you, this Diamond and Silk, I mean, this video that they released today, how fucking crazy.
They are exactly the same. If you look through the research, several years ago, they were making Black Lives Matters videos and getting only a few thousand hits on it. And then they made basically a racist one about immigration, about Latinx people. And that blew them up and got like a million hits. And they suddenly realized, oh, if we lean in to being an extreme conservative, if you're a minority, it's like Chad What's-His-Face, the gay conservative who left Out Magazine and suddenly is on Fox News all the time. If you're in a minority community, one of the fastest ways you can get a ton of followers, a ton of attention, and a ton of money off the things you can make and sell is to become an extreme Fox News extremist conservative, because the conservative community will hold you up because they don't have many people from those communities. So Diamond and Silk are suddenly the like big Black people on the left. It's like Candace Owens over there. It's like
big.
If you're
you said big.
Someone, what?
You said big.
I just meant metaphorically.
Claiming Diamond and Silk.
I was absolutely not. They're perfectly middle-sized, honestly. But it is. It's like, it's a very sinister, sarcastic, or what's the word I'm looking for? anyway, it's horrible because they're doing it to enrich themselves and doing damage along the way as well.
Well, this video today was all about how the news is reporting on people dying and that there weren't that many people dying before blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, they're dying, bitches. They are dying. People are dying and you're being disrespectful to those who have this virus, who are getting infected. I mean, Emerson, I mean, you know where I live and right where you had that wreck, where that restaurant is, where you had that head-on collision. He's fine, but he totaled his car down there. Right on Highland and Camrose, there is a rest home called the Belmont, and there is an outbreak of coronavirus there. And every time I walk down the hill, I see an ambulance. The other day, there were three ambulances there. So it is real. It is real. What is wrong with these conservatives who are acting like it's not real? Even their leader, their president has now admitted it's real. So
yep.
Sorry, I'm getting riled up. I shouldn't get riled up. It's not good for my heart.
Your heart's fine. Get riled up all you want.
Speaking of, I want to tell everybody, you know, I'm a big spinner and it was Ask Emerson. I do not operate well when I don't exercise. I get very down and squirrely and obsessed about my weight. And so I went to spinning.com and I ordered me a spinning bike and it is in my room right now.
Y'all, he is sitting in his guest room riding a bike to nowhere.
But I'm with all these people. I feel like I'm getting to know them. I mean, you know, these spinning classes online and Pablo is my favorite spinning instructor lately. He's very
hot. Just riding these bikes and being like, hey, how are you? What'd you cook tonight?
Oh, I have to show y'all something else. Let's see if we can do this. Okay, here's the other thing I did is, okay, I got worried that I was going to run out of wine. And so there was this Groupon. And I didn't realize that I thought I'd ordered 15, but somehow I ordered 27. So if anybody needs any wine, just let me know. Because I will not be running out for a while.
For a couple of days at most. All right, moving on through the news. I like this one. So this week, the Library of Congress inducted the Village People's YMCA into the National Recording Registry. I just gotta say, it makes my heart happy that a song about cruising health clubs is now in the National Registry. Good for them, homosexuals.
Yes. Yeah, we have been, Randy Jones. I met him a few times. The cowboy, the original cowboy. Remember? Oh, no, you weren't there. It was when Matt Hayes and I went to Winston-Salem. He performed there that night. He performed.
Yes. I love that.
It was fantastic. And everybody
also loved it. While y'all are watching, if you write questions or comments, we'll do a section at the end. So if you have a question, write it in. I'll see it. I'll remember. And we'll get back to it when we open it up in a little bit. And then in a more serious story, it was revealed that in New York City, the first New York City nurse to die of the coronavirus was a gay man named Caius Kelly. He was a 48-year-old assistant nurse manager at Manhattan's Mount Sinai West. And it got me thinking about, you know, there are so many LGBTQ people that work in the healthcare industry. I've been watching as a lot of, you know, gay and LGBTQ doctors. I know a number of nurses personally, and thinking about how many of our community actually work in industries that are on the front lines of taking care of people. And so really sending, you know, peace and strength and love to, of course, to Caius Kelly's family, but to anybody that has a healthcare worker in their family, because not only are they doing really important work, it's stressful if you're the family members of those people, you know, taking care of them, making sure they're fed, making sure that they're clothed and things as they come home. A doctor friend of mine explained that he's got a whole routine he does outside of his house to take off his clothes, to wash and clean as much, you know, of himself before he even comes in. So not only is it difficult being a healthcare worker, but it's difficult loving and caring for a healthcare worker right now. So just sending really good thoughts to all of you that are those people or have those people in your intimate world.
Well, I was listening to, I think it was a doctor. It was a female doctor on CNN the other day. She was talking about how she's so precautious when she comes in that she doesn't want to get her family sick, that she's in isolation at home.
Yeah.
Literally, she comes in from this work worried that she's going to infect her kids and her husband and is in a completely separate part of the house. And how do you explain that to like 5-year-olds and 6-year-olds? And it's tough. And we have to give a big shout out for all those people who are taking care of others and very, being very selfless.
Jim said, and I read this earlier too, that some hospitals have been firing healthcare workers that are talking about this situation, the circumstances in their hospitals or the lack of PPE. And so there are even hospitals like trying to manage the publicity related to what's happening inside it, which is its own kind of tragedy, for the people who are doing all of the really hard work. And Tony said they had their first corona death there, a local junior high principal, but also that he's rolling his Clavinova grand piano out in the driveway and giving piano concerts. He's given three so far. And the neighbors stroll by and love it. Tony Glenn.
Oh, I love it. Yay.
I like sharing your talents with the community from a safe distance. I love that.
I'm getting all these text messages. Matt doesn't remember. Matt does not remember that I'm on the air.
Oh.
So how are we, what are some of the questions? And I want to ask some questions to them as well.
Well, let's finish our news and then we'll switch to questions.
Okay. Oh, was that testy at all? Or am I just, I'm kidding.
Oh no, this is the same way we used to run the show too, where I would say, we still have stories to get to.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Uh-huh. And that's what would happen.
At least I'm not muted yet.
Be like, I've got all the power right here.
You love it, don't you? You really loving this.
But no, it's just a lovely representation of our relationship. You have great stories. And then when I feel like, okay, good, you did good with that story. Now we'd be right back. Do y'all that watch the show remember how much fun this is? This is really just how it was. It's like we never stopped.
I know. I was worried that I was walking the bitches, my three little bitches. And I was thinking, I wonder if we're going to be able to sustain and up for an hour. Where are we going? I don't even know. We didn't even say how long we're going. Are we going an hour or what?
No, certainly not more than 50 minutes. That was always the show length.
So yeah. So it was, and we were always like always running out of time. And I thought, I don't know if we can stay, but I think we're good.
Like rolling right along. I have two quick little pops. I liked this story because, you know, celebrating as things are difficult. DeBrat, the rapper, came out in a relationship with a woman this week. Be like, that's just fun, exciting celebration. Even in the midst of all of this, people sharing good stories and sharing love. I'm not as intimately familiar with her oeuvre or her body of work, but we celebrate.
I had to Google her.
Like,
Well, I'm so glad I said, is that shocking or is that, I don't know, DeBrat. I
feel like it wasn't that shocking to people who follow hip hop and the rap community very well. But as we have said before, don't pull that bullshit. Well, oh, what a surprise. No, we celebrate and we applaud people when they join us. As long as they're not an era shock hypocrite, we welcome them with open arms.
That's right. That's right. Thank you, Emerson.
And then to bring it to a fun one that we have to talk about anyway, it's a good launching point. Kate McKinnon, out lesbian Kate McKinnon, owns the rights to make the miniseries of Joe Exotic, Tiger King, to play the role of Carol Baskin.
Oh my God.
And y'all, we could do a whole episode on the Tiger King, but when I tell you I have not been on such a journey in such a long time.
I'm on episode 5. I'm starting 5 tonight. I'm behind everybody, but everybody... Well, Dale, this makes your trash look a lot less white.
I know. I mean, honey, yours is the Ritz-Carlton of the South and by comparison. I mean, I'm just sad that we never got the actual reality show of him. Because can you imagine if somebody walked into like TLC? I love that the Learning Channel always has the trashiest reality shows. And said, we have a reality show about a gay, gun-toting, meth-dealing polygamist who owns a bunch of tigers in Oklahoma. Sold. 7 seasons.
I know. Why did they sell it? I don't understand it. And he had all the cameras. I mean, they have that woman getting her arm bit off on camera.
That's a trans man, just so you know. Oh. They didn't explain it well in the show. That's not, but I learned about it outside. He is a trans man, but it was weird for the documentarian because the other people that worked at the zoo kept referring to him as a woman. So the implication was that he was a lesbian, but he is actually a trans man.
Oh, okay.
For the audience at home, I learned that. Now you know.
I like how it was just like, yeah, I amputated, no big deal. You know, well, they said I'd have to go like 8 months of therapy. Shit, no, amputate it.
Yeah, 2 years of rehab and surgeries, but no, just take it off. Just take it off. I got to get back to work.
Yeah, I want to go feed another tiger. But you have one hand left, sir. One
and
hand.
Also, that tattoo on his husband, his straight husband, property of Joe Exotic. I mean, what is happening with these people? And that tooth, that one tooth.
I'm telling you, I tweeted it. I said, after I watched the first episode, I just felt like that I needed to take a shower and get a dental appointment.
I mean, that one tooth, all I could think looking at it was like, son, just give up, yank it, and then you can gum a dick. But how are you going to give a blowjob with one tooth?
You think that was meth?
Yes, it was meth.
Okay.
Of course it was meth.
Meth going on there. But
when he got the mother of his dead husband to come to the wedding of his new husband, he offered her meth. Like, that's how he got her there. Come on now.
Okay. I had a thought about that. I was like, it was so expensive to feed these tigers. And yet he said they only sold for $2,000, but it took $10,000 to feed them on a yearly basis. Was it $2,000 for the babies?
I don't know. I think for the older ones, I think
they were not answered.
I'm pretty sure the babies sell for a lot more because they can use those. It's the older ones that sell for nothing. And also, it was only $3,000 of expired Walmart meat, you know, because they got those buckets of Walmart meat and then they use that to make the pizzas at Zooters. I mean, in all honesty, this man was a branding expert.
He really
was. I mean, he got it.
But it was disappointing to find out that those were not, that he did not sing.
Yeah, that was clear from the very first time they sang a note. Dylan.
Well, when he talked like that, you know, he had that weird voice. And then he sang really well. You go, okay, that there's something off here.
And also because everybody has too much free time on their hands, there's now 8,000 covers on YouTube of I Saw a Tiger. But here's the thing. Most of them are not as good as the original vocalist. And I want to know who this Marty Nixon was. Who was the man singing all these songs?
But back to my, I'm sorry, this whole, the financial, it's just, I guess they just had an obsession with these big cats because you could breed like French bulldogs and make $1,500, $2,500 each. That's more money for a little French bulldog.
He was making the big money off of petting the little ones. Then he would sell off the big ones.
Okay.
The money was from like the petting and the hanging out with the babies.
I don't even want a cat.
Wait a minute. We have to talk. Chuck Jedlicka just reminded me. This was the most shocking moment of the entire thing for me.
Have I seen it yet?
I believe so, because this was by episode 5. Because 6 and 7 are mostly about the arrest.
Okay, because I'm on 5. But it's okay. I'm fine. Spoiler.
Well, you'll be fine with this spoiler. It'll be just as good when you see it. First of all, the man revealed he doesn't wear underwear, but he sold a whole line of erotic underwear. And then that scene when he walked into the bedroom and mentioned, oh, by the way, I have a Prince Albert, and then pointed at the padlocks on the wall and said, I hang those on it. Did you see that yet?
No, I haven't seen that.
It's like 3 seconds. And I was like, y'all just walked right past that. Like it wasn't the craziest reveal that this man hangs padlocks from the end of his penis for fun.
Oh, I'm just.
Somebody did tell me.
Then let's go visit him. Let's see if we could get him on the show.
Be like, he definitely would do it. You know, he's not turning down press opportunities. The worst thing that happened to this poor man is this documentary came out after he got arrested.
But he's in jail, though, right?
Yes. But you know, that sweet little final husband that I think is actually a homosexual is going every day to tell him what people just reading internet comments about him.
That the cute one?
Uh-huh. That one at the end.
Oh, I don't know if I got hit to him. I got
think you did.
The one that, oh, that little, yeah, he was the real tall one. There was a real tall one.
No, that's the one that, have you not gotten to what happens to one of the husbands?
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, you're in for a journey.
Okay. I guess I better, you know, I do have Vanderpump Rules tonight. So I will make sure that, and The Voice. I'm a reality junkie. You know I am. I love
Jim LeBeck said he had a friend that used to hang his keys back in the 80s off the end of his Prince Albert at one of South Beach's nude beaches. That's just too much decoration. I just don't know where to look.
I don't understand. You know, I had this boyfriend one time and he got a Prince Albert. I mean, it was after we broke up. And I said, well, I'm glad we're not together anymore because I don't want to chip a tooth.
That just seems stressful.
So, anyway.
Well, in our what you watching segment, because we didn't used to do this, but I feel like it's necessary now that we all have nothing but time.
Well, we're watching that, The Tiger King.
Also, full disclaimer for friends and fans and family watching at home, you know, we're going to try to keep this fun about real news and about silly, fun pop culture things that are happening, probably not obsess too much about like the dark parts of what's happening in the culture right now. In that, we don't want to seem disrespectful to anybody that is working all day because you work in an essential job, that is worried about how to pay your bills in the next week as they start to become due. What we want to do with this is provide you an outlet to sort of escape that for an hour. But in that, don't think that we don't care about those things. Does that make sense?
Yes. And also, I want people to realize, Emerson, that, you know, I've said this several times. The struggle is real for everybody. And we certainly have understood some of that because, you know, we had our play canceled in Dallas, hopefully postponed until July if this can all go away. And we suddenly, every appearance on our books was canceled. I have a little condo in Palm Springs. Every tenant has been canceled out of that. So we understand, and you know, that finances and the worry of finances is very, very stressful. So don't think that you're alone there, and you can talk. We're not just like a couple of millionaires sitting in our homes and like going, you know, this coronavirus, it's inconvenient. No, it's scary for all of us. And not just the health part, but the financial part, your mortgage and all of that. So we get it. And feel free to, you can always email me or message me on Facebook and I will engage with you.
That's a perfect transition to the most awkward part of this broadcast. So having said that, yes, we are in the same position that so many others are in, and we're trying to find creative ways to bring our income streams back that have all been devastated as well by this, because we are what I have often called life rich, bank account poor. So I want to see how this looks to you all. And we're not going to beg often, but we will beg occasionally. We are doing this to bring it together as a community, and we're making the show free. Everybody can tune in and watch, leave, come back, watch it later. But I'm going to put up this little banner every once in a while. I want to see if y'all can see this, if it works. And you can tell us if it seems tacky. I mean, even if it does, I'm still going to do it once in a while. But so if you are enjoying the show and want to treat it like you watched or downloaded an episode of something, send a dollar tip, a couple of dollars. You can Venmo me at Emerson Collins. It's down there. Or you can PayPal us at beardcollinsshoresproductions@gmail.com. You have to write out all the letters. I don't know why I did that. But so you can send that, and if you just want to watch for free, we are thrilled that you are here. Your comments are just as valid. Your questions are just as welcome. But you can, if you are in a good position, contribute a little something if you're enjoying what you're watching.
Yeah.
Is that a good commercial, Dale?
It is a good commercial. And the one thing that we if anybody wants to sponsor our show, yes, we'll come up with some advertising rates too. I mean, come on, Diet Coke, bring it on, you know. I'll switch to Pepsi. But we're whores. Red Bull, please, pear flavored Red Bull, sugar free. That's what I really would like.
So now we're getting towards the like open it up. So if you have a question, write it now. I'm keeping track of them. If you have a comment about something you want us to talk about, let us know.
And Emerson, can I also plug what I do every night on Facebook? And
yeah,
and it's all, you know, it's not for money. It's just because I want to connect with everybody. And every single night I found, you know, I wrote before the series, Sorted Lives, the series, I wrote, I think like 26 chapters called The Sorted Saga before the trip, which was before Peggy tripped on the wooden legs. And so I've been reading one a night at 7 o'clock Pacific Standard Time and having like 1,000 people or more view these. And then right after that, I just set up my tripod in my living room. And since Sorted Lives, the series, is not available anywhere, we've been airing it. And tonight will be episode 7. And and tonight, the short story, the bedtime story, I read them in my bed with my chihuahuas, is it's about Wardell. So there's a little plug. And it's all just because I want to connect with y'all and we're having a good time doing it. So I know a lot of you who are watching this right now will be joining me and have joined me. So there's my little plug, and that's on Facebook. And I've been doing
good
every now and then on Instagram. So
okay, so in the time of Corona, what are you watching? What you been watching?
Well, when I came back from Dallas after we had to abruptly stop production of This Side of Crazy, I of course caught up on my reality show. So I had to see what those horrible people on Vanderpump Rules were doing. I'm obsessed with them, you know. And you know, Jax Taylor blocked me because I asked him, I said, how can you not watch the show and not realize you're a douchebag? And he blocked me. Kirstie Alley blocked me last week on Twitter.
That's an accomplishment.
Yeah. So that Vanderpump Rules, The Voice, Project Runway, I got caught up and finished that. And now I'm watching Top Chef. So those things. And then of course, everybody said, you have to watch The Tiger King. So now I'm, and you recommended a documentary to me today.
Oh my gosh. Okay, y'all. I don't know how we had not watched this. I don't know how you haven't watched this. I don't know how I'd never heard of it. It's called The Wild and Wonderful Whites of West Virginia. And when I tell you that the first 30 minutes are the highest white trash hillbilly comedy I have ever experienced in my life, I mean, like, these people are so tragic that Brother Boy and Sissy and Lavonda wouldn't deign to be seen in their town. It is literally like some kind of backwoods West Virginia holler. They're all pillin', they're all on government disability. You meet a lot of members of the family, but it's based on their like grandfather who was a tap dancer, although they keep calling it like he invented some kind of dancing, like they didn't know tap dancing was the thing. They keep trying to act like he invented it. And then he had four sons who also did it. Three of them are dead for various reasons. And his wife has raised like 34 children. The introductions are high comedy. It gets real dark when you get to the like crack baby section, but it's real funny up until then. And you have to watch it. In fact, I feel like you should live stream yourself watching it for the first 30 minutes. It is jaw-droppingly fascinating. And I've had people in my Instagram DMs telling me that they have met the tap dancing guy. He's been in big country music stars' music videos, and he's like the most famous person in West Virginia from the hollers.
Well, there you have it. I'm gonna watch it. So here's what are you watching, Emerson?
So we watched that. We did The Tiger King. We are binging our way through Outlander, about this like Scottish time traveling stars TV show. Of course, I got on my Housewives. Nothing is more exciting than the Housewives of New York coming back on this Thursday. But I've been like doing stuff. Delford, I ran.
What? How far?
I ran yesterday. 2 miles. I almost died. Y'all, I hadn't been to the gym in a year and a half. The thirsty photos that I post on my Instagram, you all know the ones I'm talking about, take lots of twisting and angles to keep that skinny pooch from showing. And so finally yesterday, I was like, I literally have no excuse. And I'm out here in Palm Springs where there's no one around. And I ran a mile and back. And then I like heaved on the ground like I was going to cough up a lung. But I did it again today.
What's the temperature like out there?
It's like 80. Gloomy today.
It's a little gloomy. Hey, Google, what's the temperature outside? 70. Oh, perfect in L.A.
70. The Ken Hartsfield said, who was chasing you? I know. Who was chasing me? My Instagram followers. I got nothing to do but take photos. All right, let me see what people... Ryder asked, what did Kirstie Alley do to block you?
Well, Kirstie Alley wrote her support for the president. She wrote this big... I mean, it was shocking. Mm-hmm. It was... Mm-hmm. I mean, do you remember the tweet, Emerson?
Where vaguely. She
was like, thank you, Mr. President, for blah, 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 blah. And thank you, thank you, thank you. And all I did was retweet her. And I put, there's good crazy and there's bad crazy. And she blocked me.
It's so weird. I can't imagine why.
Come on, Emerson. I have really deserved to be blocked by a few people, you know.
Yes. Not that. Jim Levesque said, I don't watch a lot of reality TV anymore. What's the appeal? Jim, we watch it to judge people and feel better about ourselves. What's not clear?
I feel like a much better human being when I watch Vanderpump Rules. But I like the competition. I also am a big Survivor fan. So I'm really into this season of Survivor with all the all-stars.
Danielle Paris said.
Hi, Danielle Paris.
She said, did you run so far away? And I did, Danielle, so far. Which reminds me, Blake is obviously bored as well. But, you know, he's in his own little world. And so he dressed up in Carole King drag and sat at the piano and played several of the songs from Beautiful, and he keeps calling it Carole Queen.
I saw it.
And posted it today. Y'all go check out his Instagram if you want to see that. Philip said, love you, Dale. Oh, Scott Huffman said he's watching the new season of RuPaul's Drag Race, and so are we.
So are we. I am too. How about that? I mean, you have had a lot of opinions about this cherry pie thing.
Oh, let's say that. Let's do her on Friday.
Okay. Oh, exhausting. So,
but we will keep the Drag Race recaps as a part of the show, Scott, going forwards. After Friday night's episode, we'll do a big thing next week.
Other people you should be. The other thing that I'm watching is Leslie Jordan's Instagram that is going crazy right now. So we're going to try to get him on the show. I'll have to beg him. While you're asking questions, right? Send us some thoughts about, because we can have guests on our show. Anybody you'd like to see? I'd like to have Debbie Holiday on. She did an amazing concert the other night on Facebook, and everybody was very supportive of her.
Bill Sutter said, no Tiger King. He used to come to Oklahoma City drag shows. Crazy man. Have not wanted to see him. That's interesting, because someone else on my Facebook page said they used to see him at the gay bars in Oklahoma City all the time and that he was really nice. So lots of varying opinions from the Oklahoma City homosexuals about their Joe Exotic experiences.
Was he at the Boom? I performed at the Boom in Oklahoma City.
Doing those shows.
By the way, I talked to my people on my Facebook page. I think I'm going to take your suggestion. Emerson suggested that I do my new show, The Shit Stir, since I can't do it anywhere else, in my living room and live stream.
Yes.
So maybe do it just right here.
Yes.
Yes.
Everybody loves the idea of having Debbie on. Well,
just saying.
Look, we did it so good.
We did. We did all. I mean, we're arriving at 50 minutes is what we used to have.
And yes. It's like we never left.
Well, we don't have. You know, I miss the things on my head and that. You know, I always like something in my. I mean,
something in your mouth for that masturbation session.
Mm-hmm. That mic in front of us. That was always fun. But this works. This works. This wasn't around when we were doing it.
Yeah.
Was it?
No. Not as much. Well, if y'all enjoyed the show, you can tip us. Venmo me at Emerson Collins or PayPal us at beardcollinsshortsproductions@gmail.com. Don't worry, I will show Delford all the receipts.
Now, notice he's even controlling the money. It's like he can mute me. He can put me aside.
It's the control dream I've always wanted. And if you enjoyed this, share it with your friends. When we will put up the broadcast for the next show, to get ready to announce it for Friday afternoon, and you'll be able to do the same thing. You can click on it on either of our Facebook pages, and it will notify you when the show's live to make sure you tune in. But if you enjoyed this, share it with people. Tell them it was a fun little hour, and they can fast forward and watch their favorite parts. But do tune in live. I do see all the comments. Ashley said, we're adorable. Thank you. Bill said, thank you. Tony said, thank you giving us your time today. See, we are paying attention, and we do appreciate you all.
You know what? It goes by so fast for me, and it is a wonderful, I shouldn't use the word distraction, but it's a way to connect. And that I think that's one of the hardest things for all of us right now is that our ways of connecting with people besides internet, it has just been taken away from us. And we need
human. And hey, if you join the broadcast midstream, don't worry. The minute we're done, you'll be able to go back and watch the beginning that you missed. So it will stay on the page. You'll be able to fully continue to watch the stream. So you can go back and watch all the fun parts if you joined us in progress.
And if you'll notice above me, always watching over us is 3D Jesus.
It's true.
You feel safer now, Emerson?
No. Like the footsteps description. I'm like, don't walk beside me. That's weird. Don't carry me either. Sir, just leave me alone on the beach. I'm just trying to walk.
Yeah, no. Don't follow me. It's behind or carry, whatever. I just, none of that. Okay, this has been fun, Emerson. It's always good to hang out with you. And thank you all for watching us and being a part of our lives and our work and being supportive. And we love you.
Thank you so much. It was super fun. We'll see you on Friday, 4:00 Pacific, 7:00 Eastern.
Bye-bye.
Bye.